David, first of all, let's start with Simon Lappin. How close are you to getting that done as we speak now?
Relatively close. It's a little bit complicated because of the Cardiff being a Welsh club and the Welsh FA being involved. The paperwork takes a little bit longer, so making it a little bit more difficult than we'd like, but still hopeful.
Why him?
Because I think he's got qualities that we need. He's got a level of experience. He's played in the league. He's been successful in the league. He's a leader. He's a good player, and he's available.
And he can play left back or left side midfield. Yeah. Have you got one position in mind for him?
Not specifically. I think he's one that can add to the depth and more than one position. So I think that's important within the group as well. We've got flexible players and players who can contribute in different areas, and hopefully he'll do that for us.
Is it something that you were specifically looking for, or just that he became available and you thought, well, here's an opportunity, let's take it?
No, specifically, when I heard, we're always looking to improve, and when you see areas of the team you think can be improved and players who can do that, then it's not a matter of just hearing somebody's available and then taking them. It was more it's always better, I think, to work the other way around.
Is it because some opposition goals have come down that side? Matt Hill, has he been struggling in your eyes?
No, not at all.
What about Ryan Hall? Are you looking to extend that as we talk now?
Not extend it as of yet. No, it's still relatively early into the month, and we're still happy with Ryan. Obviously, he's done well. He's played two games now, and he's getting minutes under his belt. So I think that's important for him, for his sort of mentality and his fitness to get these games. And we're obviously monitoring him, really happy with him. But there's no rush for that.
Is Jake Jervis still with you?
No. Jake's moved on.
Why is that?
Because we've got strikers here now. We've got Marlon. We've got Lyle. We've got Chris Porter. We've got Sean Miller coming back now as well. So I think Joanne said so. I think we've got numbers in that area, and Jake's done well and is a good player, but we just can't continue to add players. Mm.
You speak about Miller. That's a big plus, isn't it? The fans have been desperate to see him back, and obviously there's been positive news this week with the club saying that he's getting closer and closer. Just what shape is he in?
He's in good shape. He's been training with us now for probably the best part of a month now. He played in the game on Tuesday. He looked very good. He got 45 minutes. And, like you say, it's a real positive for the club. And it's a real positive for him as well, which is really important. The fact he's got those minutes on the pitch and the confidence that brings. So that's a great thing for him and for the club. And, it'll give everyone a lift.
You've had to be patient with him, though, haven't you?
I think you've got to be patient with everyone, especially when you have an injury like that. That's obviously a significant injury. It's important that, you get him back at the level he went out at. And that's the aim, is to try and have him physically in the condition he left at, so he's got that confidence when he gets back on the pitch that he is the same player.
Have you circled a fixture that he might be able to take part in?
No, we just need to get him some minutes, in regards to under 21 games, training games, and and do all the preliminary work that helps him to get to back towards the first team. But obviously he's definitely in our thoughts moving forward.
What about players out? Chance of that happening?
A chance, definitely, yeah, nothing imminent. It's obviously, by bringing in a couple of players, obviously we hope to move players out in the other direction and get them out and playing as well, and that's sometimes not as easy as that.
Is that it now in terms of players in?
I think so, yeah. You never know. We're always looking to improve, as I've said. That's the nature of football. You've constantly always got to be trying to improve and trying to get better and looking and seeing what you see, and if there's anything that's available and obviously within budget that falls into the mix, then you've got to consider it. But I'm very happy with the group now, and I think it's important we allow the group to settle now as well, to a certain degree. Yeah. Try and get a bit of stability in the team, a bit of continuity, and let them get to the level that we know they're capable of.
An international call up now for Marlon King, a great positive for him. Will that have an impact on the Coventry game though?
It will do, yeah, because Marlon's came in and had a big impact for us, and obviously when international players are called up, then that's positive for your football club. It shows you the level of players that you have at your football club, and it's a great thing for us to be have international players within our ranks. So it will have an impact, and it's disappointing, but it's great for us to have international football players at our football club.
Do you expect that game still to go ahead?
Yes.
And you would want it anyway, would you, irrespective of who gets called up?
Well, I think you've got at the end of the day, football teams want to play football matches. We've got a squad here, we've spoken about that. We've got a squad of players who we trust and we believe in. And, for every opportunity, whether it's an injury or a suspension or whatever it may be, then it gives someone else a chance. And, I think, you can sometimes send out the wrong message as well with that.
Is it true you delivered a passionate speech to the group after the Wolves game? Harry Maguire alluded to it when we spoke to him. Is that right?
I'd like to think I've had a few passionate speeches to the group, to be honest. I think that's my job.
Yeah.
And all I'd say is I say what I think, and you know, I hopefully the players appreciate my honesty, and that's the way I've always been, and that's the way I'll continue to be. So, to be honest, I don't know what Harry said, but whatever I say in the dressing room, you know, I'll leave that in the dressing room.
I think in essence he was saying that you'd said, look, you're either in it or you're not. You either come on the ride or you don't.
Uh-huh.
Is that accurate, there or thereabouts?
I said that for the first minute. You know, that's how I would operate. You know, it's an open-door policy, and I'd rather just be straightforward with that. You know, just be honest with me, I'll be honest with you, and, you know, that's my nature as a person, and that'll continue to be my nature, and, you know, we move on with no grudges, but I've got no problem with that in respect of all the lads that were on the pitch on Saturday were with us. I could tell that for the first minute from the way they played, and, you know, that was great, great confidence for us as a group to see that and to see the level of performance and see how good they were within the game. And to see to go to probably the best team in the league or perceived best team in the league and go and, you know, dominate them for as long as we did, I think that, you know, was a really positive sign for us for how far we've come. Although, as I keep saying, it wasn't enough because we didn't win the game.
How hard is it to look at that league table at the moment?
It's terrible. It's horrible. You know, I don't want to look at it and I don't like being associated with being bottom of the league, but it's reality, and it's disappointing, and I understand the reasons for it, and we're very early into what we're doing in regards to the time frame and the number of games, but it's not a position we want to be in, and we don't want to be there for long, but it is where we are, and you know, we can't avoid it, we can't deny it, it's happened, and you know, it's important for us to address it.
In quieter moments, have you thought about changing things, moving away from your philosophy at all?
Never. I've thought about it, but never for more than 2 minutes, because you always, you know, I always question myself first and question what I'm doing first, and always come back with the same answer. I genuinely believe in what I'm doing, what we're doing, what the football club's doing in regards to trying to implement a philosophy and a structure that's going to be a long-term strategy to enable this football club to become a modern football club, to become a football club that people want to watch and players want to play in and players can get better playing in, rather than, you know, a philosophy that's short-term, short fix and, you know, ups and downs. I'd rather get something that's sustainable, something that, you know, is relevant to the modern day and the modern game, and obviously as well brings a level of success, which I believe it will.
Did you anticipate, though, going through some pain at some point?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you look at any football club that's instigated change or you know, or implemented a new philosophy or, you know, changed its structures, changed its system, there is a degree of pain, and, you know, the key probably is to minimise that or to try and get it out of the way as quickly as possible. And, you know, it's not a nice period for me as a young manager and for the football club as a, you know, a great football club to be losing football games. But sometimes you've got to take a little bit of pain. But it's important within that pain that you see shoots of recovery and good signs. And I genuinely feel we've seen good signs. And I think our group's coming together. You can tell the boys are buying into what we're doing. They're getting better at it. And, you know, I think given time and given the level of patience, which I know in football's in short supply, that it'll come to fruition.
Do you think you'll get that time? How supportive have the board been?
They've been fantastic. I couldn't have any question at all or any problem with any of the board. They've been, from the day, you know, I was interviewed for the job, they've bought into what we're doing. I think they realise how hard we work and, you know, and the structures we're trying to put in place and what we're trying to do. We're genuine people, we work hard and we've got strong ideas, and you know, what we do is what we believe in. So I think they can see that, and I've had nothing but support from everyone from day one, and I genuinely mean that.
What about people on the outside? What about your old pal, David Moyes, who is going to get a bit of flack himself at the moment? Are you on the phone regularly? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, I've spoken to him. I wouldn't say I was on the phone regularly, but I've spoken to him as I speak to, you know, a lot of people in football, and you know, all people say the same thing. You know, as you say, he's in a similar boat. He's made changes. He's a new manager at a different club, and you know, you get a level of pain with that. And that's everybody with an opinion of value says stick to your philosophy, keep believing in what you believe in, and be yourself. And that's, you know, that's never been a question for me. I genuinely believe in what we're doing. I believe in myself, and I'll continue to do that.
Do you feel there are people out there waiting for you to fail?
Of course, that's life. You know, that's not particularly against me. It's nothing personal, I'm sure, but that's the nature of life. Some people look look forward to people failing and enjoy that. And some people are positive people who, you know, wish people success. And I try and surround myself with people who have got positive energy and who want to be successful. And that's the type of people I enjoy. The other people don't really figure high, to be honest.
Do you see this as a pressure fixture, given your run and you're at home?
Every fixture's a
pressure I knew you'd say that. But given the run, there'll be people saying he's got to win that to save his job.
Yeah, but nobody could put any more pressure on me than I put on myself. So that genuinely isn't a problem for me. I want to win every game. We do our homework. We work hard. We prepare the team as well as we can. And, you know, we can't do any more than that. Mm. So no fixture's got any more pressure than any other for me, because we treat each one the same. And that's genuinely the truth.
How tough will Crawley be? They're on a good run, aren't they?
They are. They're a good team. They're settled. They're organised. You know, they've got a level of stability within their group, and they've got good players. So it'll be a tough test for us. But as every game in this league is, you know, there's no getting away from that. Every game we've had has been really tough. It's been a test, and that will remain the same throughout the course of the season. And Crawley, you know, as you say, I think they're 5 games unbeaten now. They've beat some good teams, and they've got some good players. So it's going to be very difficult for us.
You need the fans to show a bit of patience, don't you? I would suspect, because if they start well and the crowd turn, that only spreads negativity.
Yeah, it does, but that's a challenge. The fans want to win, you know, and we want to win. So they're only showing their emotion and only being themselves. Of course, we want a level of patience, but we're in the real world now. So, you know, fans want to win games. They obviously realise that we've not won enough games or as many as they would have liked, as quickly as we would have liked. So that's understandable. I've got absolutely no problem with that, and I've said that from day one. But the Sheffield United fans, they want to win games. We want to win games, and we feel we will win games. And, you know, that might take time, and, you know, we might have to take a little bit of pain, as we've said, but, you know, we're working hard to make that happen as soon as possible.
Did you go through a run like this as a player, ever?
Yeah, I've been through a few. Yeah. Been through a few tough times as a player, and I think we all have, and it's not nice. And, you know, fortunately in football, you remember your good memories and you remember your good times. They're the days that I think you hark back to and you kind of reminisce about, but there are tough times. And football's just it's a funny industry in respect of how it works, and, you know, it's very public in regards to your disappointments. And as you said earlier, a lot of people sort of enjoy those disappointments, but it's how you respond to them, because there's nothing surer in football that you will get disappointments, you know, because football's, you know, it's week to week and it's day to day, and invariably within that, you have ups and downs. And I think it's more important how you handle the downs and, you know, how hard the downs hurt you and how you respond to them that really measures you.
You need to find a settled side now, don't you? You need, as you talked about earlier on when I asked you about incomings, you said, look, I think we just need to let the players settle down. If you could get a similar 11 out week in, week out, that'd help, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And that's obviously part of change, because we have changed. We've changed how we play. We've changed a lot of the personnel, you know, the philosophy. There's a lot of things have changed here at this football club, because I think, you know, the football club realised that it wanted to change. It wanted to become a modern, sustainable football club and have a sort of a philosophy that will last a long time. So we're starting to make that happen. But unfortunately, we're playing against a lot of teams who, you know, have had that process for longer than we have. And it's been difficult for us to, you know, to get it up and running as quickly as we could, as we would have liked when we're, you know, competing with people who are stable. So, you know, that will take time, but I think we're definitely moving forward in that regard.
And it's not just at first team level you're looking at either, is it? I think people automatically just think it's about the 11 players that will turn out against Crawley. It's all going on all the way through the age groups, isn't it? Can you even quantify how big the job is that you're trying to do here?
Yeah, I can, because there's good people, you know, within the academy. And to be honest, the academy's been probably doing that anyway in regards to this. So probably part of my job is marrying up what's happening at the academy and what's happening at first team level. And that's maybe been the gap at the football club. And I think, you know, that's a really good question in that regard, because Sheffield United have produced a lot of football players for a long time because of the hard work that's been done in the academy. And there's obviously a reason for that. And my job, to a certain degree, is trying to integrate that and trying to have a system and a philosophy that goes right throughout the football club, and that's something that will, you know, allow Sheffield United to become the football club that they want to become, and produce players and produce teams that will go on and be successful.
And you're obviously seeing it, because you're sticking to the principles. I know we've battered you about it's this 4-2-3-1 all the time, but you're obviously seeing it, aren't you? You're obviously seeing those shoots of recovery somewhere, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, of course, and I believe in what I'm doing, and I watch a lot of football and I talk to a lot of football people, and, you know, I think, you know, I believe in what we're doing, and a lot of other people believe in what we're doing, and it gives me great confidence. And as I've said, I question myself regularly in regards to, you know, should I change anything? Will I change anything? You know, that's my nature, and I keep coming back with the same answer. And, you know, that's my nature as a person. I'm very honest with myself and very honest in regards to what I do, and I genuinely believe in what we're doing.
What would a win do?
It would make me happy. It would make me very happy, and it would give me, if I'm being completely honest, it would give the players the credit they deserve and give them the boost they deserve, because I couldn't ask any more from them in regards to what they've bought in and how hard they've worked, and I just want them to see the fruits of that.